Blog Talk Radio.
I knew you all heard that. Y'all just too young to understand. That is Mr. Curtis Mayfield. It doesn't make an impression on you all. That's a kind of sort of joke, y'all, because it's Curtis Mayfield's song with the impression back in the 50s and 60s. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't hear me. But then this is your Uncle Bill coming in this evening, giving you all a thrill with the little information. Man, it's all things happening, and y'all sitting on your butt like ain't nothing going on. You know, Hillary done won, and yeah, I can call her that because I'm old as she is. You know, some of us, when the Lord said, "Let there be light," was already on the bank fishing. Oh, Lord, y'all, God, dog, y'all slow. But let me get started with some of this entertaining information that I have for you all. Dart sent me a customer meeting notice. G2 Project Development Program Progress Meeting. The federal now, CCC, y'all got to understand, you know, if you ain't got your mind on what you're talking about now, you got to listen. The Federal Transit Administration and Dallas Area Rapid Transit invite you to attend a public meeting to review project development progress on the Dallas CBD Second Light Rail Alignment, known as D2, during this phase. DART is conducting preliminary engineering, that's PE, y'all, and preparing a supplemental draft environmental impact statement, SDEIS. You get that? Meeting information will include existing conditions and key issues along the project corridor. If you ain't understanding that, the trail that they're going through, like, you know, in the old days, you had to go down the street, you had to lock things down, close things down, and stuff like that. So you folks that's along this line better speak up, shut up, or do something that's, ain't going to get you in a whole lot of trouble, because that's coming your way. So how impact assessments will be conducted. You know, how do they come in and ask you all these questions and stuff, taking out your time and stuff, if they going to do so-and-so. Because, you know, to take care of business, you got to be able to take care of business with these folks. Because, you know, eminent domain is still going on. I talked to somebody about that today. Okay. Design progress, including alignment, station, concept, and cross section. Oh man, see, that's a lot of building. That's a lot of building. Project schedule and next steps. Two public meetings will be held on Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. 12 o'clock p.m. Oh man, that's in the daytime. At 6:30 p.m. at Dallas Scottish Rite Temple, 500 South Harwood Street, Dallas, Texas, 75201. Y'all knew where the Harwood Street is, right? Yeah. You know that part is right downtown where Cheryl Smith Club used to be. I know y'all don't hear me, y'all don't understand me, but then God dog, just got to know some of your own history. Each meeting will have a short presentation following by an open house. The same information will be provided at each meeting. More information about the project can be found at www.dart.org/D2. This will be on my website, welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com and Uncle Billy's New Renaissance on the 10th, which is Friday. So I'll get you hooked up with the knowledge of it, where to go, how to attend it, and all of that there, and any other additional information, I will be requesting some so that we can get the information out. And y'all don't hear me, but that's what we're going to be working with, y'all. That's what we're going to be working with. I didn't get a chance to get all my information from Facebook, but I'm working on that too, y'all, and Twitter and everybody else. You all are going to be so informed that y'all going to be asking for more. Y'all going to be asking for more. I know y'all hear that man in the background. That is Mr. Curtis Mayfield. We're going to cut him short and see if we can add something else to the game. Yeah, this is old impressions right here. This is old impressions. I'm going to hip y'all to the skip that. See, y'all ain't hip to that. Y'all ain't hip to that good music like that. See, what it's all about is... See... You got to get with it. This don't quit it. I got to slow it down for a minute because I'm back on this door information. I'm trying to get in touch with this young guy that's doing a lot of this hiring and stuff because this is the kind of information when you're talking about it and folks having to slow down on what they're doing and do everything else to try to... make their little money and get what they can before things shut down on them and stuff, you know, you got to do what you can, you know, because you say times is hard now. You wait till these people can start coming in and asking you to move out your houses and stuff. Know what I'm saying? So... y'all just got to, you know, do what you do. Because, you know, if you can't manipulate your stuff and do what you do real soon, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be in a whole lot of trouble because they coming in here, they going to infrastructure you all. The thing that the president been talking about all this time. See, y'all got to keep it real. You know, if you don't keep it real, you going to be the ones that got dog and gets lost in the shuffle. See, the facts speak for themselves. Tonight's show is a lot of what we are discussing this evening has been lost in translation or disposal. But a few of you all that did not have selective hearing or speaking brought on by, for whatever reason, needed to look another way at the time, can remember when our fathers and uncles had businesses and all up and down, Martin Luther King, and at the old days, in the old days, it was Oakland and Hatcher and stuff like that. It was full of black businesses that, turned over dollars in our own communities and stuff like that. See, y'all trying to play dumb. A few of y'all that made it or supposedly made it, a few of you lawyers and doctors and stuff. But look, it's about to impact everybody that's trying to do something better and go to school and everything. Yeah, I got some great school information, Miss Barbara Hawkins and Miss Janice over there at her name is Miss Janice Jackson. Not Janet, but Janice. But golly, man, you can tell the difference. But once again, let's start with getting back to that, you know, thing, a little change. You know, what kind of business you want to own? Y'all act like everything is impossible. You believe in God and then you go to church and pray and everything, then you don't show no faith. So I ain't going to start preaching this evening, but I ought to. Because what you're doing is you're falsifying the information that you're taking home to your family and everything else by not acting on it. That's all I'm saying. You ought to start doing something. And remember, when I started this show, the first thing I said, if you're not doing nothing, you're a part of the problem. So get up off of that thing. You know, get up off of the sofa and stop trying to watch TV and drink your little 40 ounces and stuff or do whatever you do and get into the game. Because Lord have mercy, y'all don't hear it. Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, and all of them. A change gonna come. And y'all gonna be still sitting on the couch drinking your part out, and ain't no progress made. Kids need to go to college and everything. You got a chance to build your scaffold and go to work for Dodge and whatever else or something like that. But no, you want to sit on the guys and drink your party out. Yeah, I'm against beer and stuff because I can't drink no more. I don't drink no more. Haven't drinking anything like that in years. Don't smoke cigarettes. And I'm going to say, Kate, don't even want to try. Don't like smelling it. And I got to smoke free residence and outside of my residence the same way. So, you know, if I step outside and there's a bunch of smoke on my front porch, somebody out there I don't like. Y'all don't hear me. But all of that, and you got so much going on. You got illnesses going on that you can do something about. You can get back into the game. You can go down and check out some of these researches that they have, and, you know, high blood pressure and stuff like that. High blood pressure got me sick, and I was walking around with it for years. Didn't even realize, you know how us is, get out there and think we invincible, think we the world gift to the world and everything else. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to be politically correct. But what the deal is that we've been playing too long. Y'all know I got a great friend. I hope to get him on here in a couple of weeks and have him doing his thing. Yeah, he writes in all of the black papers and I guess some of the major daily papers. Quit playing, quit playing. Stop. Because you got to get up off of it. Man, do you realize the world is moving around you and you still sitting on the guy drinking party out? Okay, we're going to talk about that later too, but not tonight. But it's time to start getting up and moving around. Asking some questions. Don't fight the feeling, because I know it's in you. I know it's in you, especially if you're from where I'm trying to get all of this information to. You folk got down me, act like got down me, you them folk that's fixing to be millionaires and billionaires out in them countries what ain't nobody never been to before. You know the only reason ain't nobody never been to them, that they didn't want no company. I've been like that for 15 years. Now I start getting all the company. I'm trying to find out what's going on out here. And I wake up, all my friends have moved on. So, it's time to get up, y'all. Y'all know if Uncle Billy is getting up, moving around, there's something going on. I can't party, but I can got dog we show talk. And that's the reason you're going to listen to me on Ask Uncle Billy, Bunton Rising, and Scooters and Out of Sight Radio, and we're going to have a few more programs going on because we got to inform you folks that really want to know. Now, y'all that don't want to know, please don't listen to my show. Because get on here trying to play like you king of the world, that ain't happening. I'm from that island down in South Dallas. It's called Bunton. And back in the day, it wasn't the one-way out. If you got in and you really wasn't on it, you didn't get out. Well, what am I saying? Well, they used to have some great deep lakes down there. They said the lakes didn't have no bottom. We couldn't tell. Now, that being said, let's move on. We got some educational information here for you all. So, do you all realize the TADC got over, $500,000 worth of the TADC, the Urban Scholarship Fund, has over $500,000 worth of scholarship money, y'all. I went back to school at 30. So, don't go weeping about, all my classmates done finished. I look bad going back to get a GED. But if you want more, It's called sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up. You got to get up, and you got to pay it forward, my little brothers, my little sisters, my little nieces and nephews, my aunties, my cousins, and everybody else that want anything. You got to put something in. Y'all ain't never heard of success coming before work but one place, and that was in the dictionary. And most often, again, what you're doing is bullcorning yourself, because you're reading too much and you're not putting forth enough effort. You're looking for a slick way. You're looking for a shortcut. That's got to stop. See, Dad always told me from the time I was about 8 or 9 years old, I thought this was the smartest man in the world. He had some wise to say about everything. He told me, boy, you never make money sitting on your butt. And I think I told y'all that quite a few times. At that time, he was detailing cars by himself. By himself. Down on Olive Street, or one of them streets. You know, they changed the name of them every week when you close to downtown. If it wasn't in a zone they wanted, well, you know, that was back in those days. So, but he had a little detail shop, I call it. I don't know. Because, you know, they didn't start washing cars on the street and stuff till a long time after. But my daddy was detailing for all the automobile dealers, y'all. So, yeah, y'all don't hear me. Yeah. You see, because every Saturday, I used to go get my weekly stipends. Y'all don't hear me, you know. Y'all try to put it up. They like, you know, y'all big time. It was not an allowance. My daddy did not. He wanted you to work, but he would always say, "Boy, I think he was trying to pay me for my past. I was only 8, 9, 10 years old, and so he would say, "Boy, help me wash up some of these cars. I'll give you $100. Oh, yeah, he was a veteran, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s. That was a big thing, you know. Had them 2 checks coming in, stuff like that. Plus, my dad was the best gambler in the world. But he said, "Boy, you help me wash some of these cars, I'll give you $100. I said, "Daddy, if I don't help, what you gonna give me?" He said, "Well, I'm gonna give you $50 to let you go to that fair thing, or you got to get you some school clothes or something like that, I'll give you $50. Something like that. At that time, I was reading Don Goins a lot and a lot of those other very influential books on living without breaking your fingernails and sweating and all of that there. So I'd start laughing and tell him, "Daddy, get my $50. I'll see you later." And no, it didn't teach me a lesson until I got older. You know, I could have accumulated those funds and started saving them, but I didn't learn that until quite a bit later, because they had already infiltrated the banks, put us through, was going to teach us the banking system and everything, and then shut that down on us so fast. I guess they didn't realize they was going to get the type of response they was getting with them nickels, dimes, quarters, and all that shit, all that stuff, you know. Even though I would have had quite a bit more to put in, it would have been very influential for me, because at that time I trusted banks. And after that time, being as young as I was, and it shedding down like it wasn't, couldn't nobody tell us why and stuff like that. You know, why they stopped that? Why did they do it? Probably not. First National Bank had just dropped, had quit, had folded or something, but they folded without money. So they all of that. So getting back on in the fast lane, getting back in the fast lane. So anyhow, the scholarship programs is there for you all. So I was getting around to it, but it got so good telling y'all about my past. But the scholarship program has an application attached online on my website, WelcomeToUncleBilly'sWorld.com. Under Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com, and I will be spreading it out some other places. And again, you're going to hear it on the radio as often as I possibly can get it to you. Because this is, man, until July 11th. Oh, man, I have some mighty good days to get you all information that's very pertinent and going to be dedicated to trying to get you all on top. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Call in to Ask Uncle Billy, 323-870-3963. That's Ask Uncle Billy, 323-870-3963. And, man, there's all kinds of information coming through here. Cause, man, I got these folk, Miss Diane Gibson, said, man, there's so many jobs available. I just can't get them up on my site right now, you know, because they're coming in so fast, so strong, so long. Golly. Oh, that sounds like going to pile almost. But the information is running through, y'all. And I'm going to continue to have this type of information. I'm looking for some partners in action, and I'm about to start dropping some in action. So y'all don't hear me, but I'm coming. I'm coming, and I'm coming with bells on. We're going to be talking about fundraising activities and everything else, because it's a lot of things that we need to be doing that we're not. We're not trying to get in the game. We're trying to stay different, and I can't understand that for nothing in the world. You know, you're going to let somebody else's influences influence you to not having nothing, not being nothing, not wanting nothing. I never will understand it. Yeah, they used to call me a Republican or something when I was young because I didn't have any real force. Yes, I was a gambler. Yes, I was influenced by, like I said, Don Garns and a lot. He was one of my favorites. Now, that's the reason I named him first. But, of course, I read a lot of the books. You know, I read, y'all know I read her. I Know Why the Cage Bird Sing. Okay, now play like you don't know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I used to read poetry, Nikki Giovanni and all of that there. And I know I was not a well-educated young man. I dropped out of school in the eighth grade, thought I was grown, the time to emulate my daddy and my big brother. And, and I was having a ball, you know. Time flies when you're having fun. And by the time I realized all of that, the reason I'm stating all of this is I'm getting ready to do a fundraiser for myself, y'all. I need a kidney, and I'm having a lot of financial problems because I haven't been able to keep up with the pace that you all are putting me through. Man, it's good to see y'all out there trying to get out of here. That's the reason I'm trying to get these websites up. That's the reason I'm trying to keep all three radio shows up. And God willing, we're going to fight all the way. Yeah, so let's keep the feeling. Let's keep the feeling. And I'm pretty sure when they change this one out, the scholarship funds, man, it's something to behold. Do you realize you put in for a grant or a scholarship, man, the information that comes to you after that, the things that start happening, and say, man, you know, it adds motivation to your party. You know what I'm saying? You trying to make it, and you know you trying to make it. And you trying to goddamn me get things going on. Y'all done got me down again. I got to play some music. I'm gonna play somebody y'all don't know nothing about. This man here. I got to meet him. Y'all don't hear me? It was great growing up in South Dallas.
You see, I told y'all not long ago about them five wives I had. Well, it seems like every time I got a new wife, I had a million seller. And every time I had a million seller, a wife took my money and left. But I did slip away. $1 million. A wife got that. I did 2 weeks of fighting. $1 million. A wife got that. I did a song one time called Making Love at the Dark End of the Street. Had $1 million. A wife got that. Then I did a song called How Can I Get It? Do you keep on snatching it back? Another $1 million. A wife got that. Well, finally, I made a song that made me $2 million. I got that.
Y'all ain't really catching it. Y'all just got down me shooting the I'll get that out in a minute. I done got old folk time. So let me tell you all a little bit about the fundraiser. The National Foundation for Transplants sent me some information. I am so pleased with this information because it is so compact and informative that, you know, I think everybody that's in dire straits that needs some transplant assistance, thinking about trying to get a liver or kidney or any other organ donated to them or whatever, and you're kind of in trouble without knowing what to do, I'm going to start having on my website, I know for a fact, a lot of different information on the National Kidney Foundation and Transplant Institute and a lot of other different places. I'm going to be going in next week to discuss some opportunities with one of the large hospitals here. I'm also going to be going off into the neighborhood to see if I can partner with some of these business owners and get their businesses solidified through marketing and advertising at a very inexpensive rate, to whereas, you know, they'll have somewhere to display their products. and stuff. So, you know, it's all about trying to keep up to stay up where you won't have to get up. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I can hear you, but I just got to do this, y'all. This is this has been chewing at me for 30 minutes or so. A lot of y'all don't know about Miss Jean Knight, but I'm going to hip y'all to her real quick. I'm going to interrupt the great one. Y'all don't even know who that was, do you? That was Clarence Carter, y'all. And for some reason, his music was dying kind of low. I'm going to see if I can up the process with this other lady, because let's interrupt real quick. Y'all, this is Miss Jean Knight.
A good car has to maneuver quickly. That's also true of a good car.
And every...
People have always bought cars.
And every time... Every time I used to come in the club, they would play this. Ain't that right, Melissa? I know y'all don't understand this, but if you didn't understand that one, you damn sure ain't gonna get this one. Y'all too young and dumb. That's what they used to say about us. Y'all don't hear me, but do you understand?
I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not there for you. I'm going to let a feel on you.
Because I stand accused, y'all,
but then,
of loving y'all too much. Won't y'all look out there when we get to business like I do? Yeah, I'm a little under the weather, but I ain't dead.
We live from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday, you know, mama took us to church. And I was in the choir too.
See, y'all ain't listening. Y'all ain't listening.
Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, Ten Commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal. Don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a, you know, a few little things like shoot hook. I guess every kid a shoot hook, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know, try to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime according to the court of love, and there is such a court. But, you know, time you be a force to the things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand, too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong because I don't want nobody to bother the thing that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see.
No, I can't have it. I bumped it, y'all. My fault. But,
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm going to tell you what love can do. You know, when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Love can make me or break you.
Lord, Amos. I had
you
the woman up next, God dog me. We're going to blow y'all mind. There she is. No, that's not her.
Boy, if you hung out there, man. In case of jealousy, love can make you mad.
Oh, man, I got to change it. That's too much Isaac.
Everybody's got his own thing. Everybody's got his way of doing something.
See, I messed it up.
We should attempt to do a tune. It's very popular. It was written by one of the greats.
Y'all, I got to go all the way back to 1969 in order to get it right. Yeah.
She'll find the note I didn't make on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the bar. Just didn't know I was ready to go. she just didn't know. I would say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Y'all, all right. I hate to close this out like this, but let me see what I can come up with. Man, I got to come up with something that's going to blow y'all mind. Because I got 10 more minutes. But no, I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell y'all some of the things that y'all need to hear. Because guess what? This ain't Paul Revere. This is coming to warn you about what's coming now. You know, DART is coming. All of them coming. And the city of Dallas is coming. Everybody's coming, and ain't nobody running. So, God dog me, give it a chance. Give it a chance. Now is the time to take your risk. If you think you can put in a little something here and there, you too can, God dog me, come away from it smiling with money in your hand. But God dog, if you don't never take no risk, you don't never lay nothing down, you can't pick nothing up. You know, if you don't stick nothing out, you can't pull nothing in. So, you know, it's all about God dog me doing what you do. And if you don't do nothing, what is that? You're part of the problem. Because in order for progress to come in, someone has to get started. You know what I'm talking about? And if it ain't never you, and you always a follower, what you get? The last of it. And sometimes the last of it ain't nothing. So, you know, but if you want to get your chance to get yours off the top, like I said, DART is having a meeting on the 15th of June. Tomorrow, I will be trying to get it up on my website. And yes, welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com, UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com, BuntonRising.com, and all the rest of them that I can get it. Y'all need this type of information. Y'all just don't know it yet. Most definitely you all going to hear about it like you're hearing it tonight. So let's get it tight. I can't say that on there. I ain't got no $5 glass no more. I drunk all of that up. Yeah, all of that money, I drunk it up. But call in anytime you get ready to 323-870-3963. I'm usually on there by 6. If not, it'll be later, but it'll be scheduled on time, and it'll be just fine. So get in line, because pretty soon, folks going to be standing in line talking about, can I get into the Uncle Billy show? And y'all going to be out because you ain't even got dog me putting your whole card in. You ain't trying to say, Uncle Billy going to hit it. No, see, you ain't doing none of that. I remember back in the day when I was on them craps, God dog me, you sure bet on me. So if you would bet on me then, you damn sure better bet on me now. But with all that being said, I'm going to say, stop looking back. Because if you stop looking back, you can then move forward. Because really, like that song I played, Curtis Mayfield, earlier. Y'all don't know about Curtis Mayfield. I am so sorry. We're moving on up. And then he had another one. Ain't no stopping us now. But I put out there, ain't no stopping us now. So the Ask Uncle Billy show, Out of Sight Radio and Bunton Rising Radio and all of the websites, welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com, OutofSightRadio.com, and UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com, and soon to be a couple of more. The Bunton Tools and all of that there is, man, I'm coming. And I'm coming loaded with gifts. So with all that being said, I got to get ready to prepare to tell y'all about Whoop the Queen for that 15, because, yeah, it's going to be some domino tournaments and everything else when I get there. Because, you know, no domino, no Uncle Bill. I'm just telling you the facts, Jack. And that's the way that is. Because if you ain't going to have no fun, ain't no use to
got dog me, get sitting down there talking about all the bad things that happen to you when you can't do nothing good. So might as well let me beat your butt down. Yeah, get ready to whoop the queen for that 15. And I'm looking for my little YouTube thing so I can play me some y'all don't like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't help it. You know, I'm a blues man. You know, it ain't just because I had to. It's because I want to. You know, sometimes you get tired of hearing about somebody else's problems when you can be hearing about all the good things that happened. Yeah. Let's get it on, y'all. I can't find no Marvin Gaye like that right now. You know, I'm getting old, so I'm gonna go with old Lightning and see if I can pull a party. I ain't did this, but I bet you he can. And by the time he go off the air, guess what? Uncle Billy be gone too. Y'all have a great evening. I really enjoyed you. And holla! Because I'm going to let y'all listen to this out. Good night, Irene. Whoop the queen for that 15. Holla!